The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Punt, William Hill's Football Podcast. And this time we're looking ahead to three of the quarterfinals in the Women's World Cup. Already looked ahead to England's game against Norway, of course. It was on Thursday, but now we're going to look ahead to the other three games at this stage of the competition. My name's John Gibby and Bridget Lockwood is with me. Bridget, have you enjoyed the World Cup so far?
I've enjoyed it a lot, yeah. Been very good.
Excellent. Well, we've seen some interesting matches. We've seen some drama and we've seen some competitive games, some one-sided affairs. It's really had it all so far. I want to get your thoughts as the expert on these three games we're taking a look at. And, well, why don't we go through them in order of when they're taking place. So we'll start off with France against the USA. That's coming up at 8 o'clock on Friday evening UK time. And France, well, they're 9-4, the hosts. The draw 11-5 and the USA 5-4. That's in 90 minutes. And to qualify, France are 11-8 and the USA, their odds on at 8-15. So, Bridget, what were your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think this is going to be the most interesting quarterfinal match to watch because they're definitely the top two favourites for the tournament. I think USA kind of had a reality check in their last qualifying game against Spain. Considering that they won their first game 13-0, they really struggled to create chances in this game. And they only went through scoring from two penalties. France have an even stronger defence than Spain, so I think it might be a hard one. Their top striker is meant to be Alex Morgan, but she's not actually scored in any games since the first game, which might be worrying for the coach, and she might want to look to make some changes there. USA haven't actually lost a game since France in a 3-1 defeat. I would like to see France win, but I think USA might get the edge and I think it might come to a 3-2 win in extra time. I think it's definitely going to go to extra time. But France will definitely create chances because the US defence haven't come up against a strong team so far. I think a good one to put on would be the defender Wendy Renard to score from a corner because she's definitely very tall compared to most women players. I think she's nearly 6 foot, so she's very good at corners.
She's 11-2 to score any time is Renard. Do you think it's fair to say that France have in some ways have got quite a lot going for them in this match because obviously they have the home advantage, but then also as you said last time out with America, we sort of saw that vulnerability from them that we haven't seen a lot recently?
Yeah, they're definitely very vulnerable, and I don't think the manager is as good as people make her out to be. She's got a very strong squad and she gets loads of wins against weaker sides, but when she does face the stronger sides, you don't really see her using her players tactically. She just plays them wherever she wants to play them. She doesn't play them for the team she's playing against. And I think this might be her downfall against France.
Well, you mentioned the USA to win in extra time as well, and that's available at 10-1. They're 5-4 to win it in 90 minutes, 8-15 to qualify the USA up against France in that quarterfinal. Well, we've got two then coming up on Saturday, and the earlier one of those kicks off at 2 o'clock UK time. That's Italy taking on Holland. Italy are 12-5. The draw is 23-10. Holland are 23-20. And to qualify, Italy 11-8. Holland 8-15. Those are the main prices for this match. Of course, you can go to the William Hill website or download the app for all the prices on these games in the Women's World Cup. Bridget, what did you make of Italy against Holland?
Well, I think Italy had a very good game against China. They played very balanced. They had a good balance between defence and attack. But it was against China, who aren't as good as who they'll be facing. They did control most of the game, whereas when Netherlands played against Japan in their knockout game, they started with a lot of strength and technique, but when they did lose possession, they struggled to regain it back from Japan. However, I think it should be an easier game for them because Italy have a more straightforward and conventional style of play. Italy are the lowest ranked team in the quarterfinals, and they've actually failed to beat Netherlands in the last five meetings. So I think Netherlands will go on to win 2-1 with Miedema and Martin scoring their goals.
Okay, well, the Netherlands to win 2-1, that's available at 8-1 is the price for that. And they just say Miedema as a goal scorer.
Yeah.
That's 13-10 any time, 7-2 first and last in each individual bet, and 8-1 two or more as well. So those are the prices for that. But you think it's going to be pretty straightforward for the Netherlands in this one?
Yeah, I think they'll just use their strength and technique on the ball to beat the Italians.
But if you fancy them to win in 90 minutes, that's available at 23-20 as well. So that's odds against, and that could be an interesting way to look at the match. The final game of the quarterfinal stage is Germany take on Sweden. And this is coming up on Saturday evening. And we are kicking off for this one at 5:30. Germany are 8-11. The draw is 5-2. Sweden are 4-1. Germany 3-1 on to qualify. And Sweden 9-4. So the betting, Bridget, is really suggesting that this is Germany's to lose. Would you agree with that?
Definitely, definitely. Germany are actually the only team in this tournament not to concede a goal so far. And they've only actually allowed 6 shots on target, which shows how strong their defence is. But Sweden also have a very strong defence, winning most of the aerials and 50-50s in their last 16 match against Canada. So I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game, not many goals. Maybe just a 1-0. Not sure which side. I think Germany will probably take it with their star player coming back in, Marijan. She did break her toe in the first group game, so she's been out for a while. But headlines have been saying that she's going to come back for this game, and I reckon she'll score for them. Sweden's strategy is not really going to surprise anyone in this game, because they'll definitely be sitting deep, letting Germany attack and then just relying on the experience of their squad to keep the score low. And I think they'll rely on a counter-attack to get any sort of chance of a goal. If they do score, I think it might come from Aslani. That's probably Sweden's best chance of scoring. She's a very good striker, very clinical. She scored in Sweden's last game against Canada to give them the win. So I think she'll probably be Sweden's best chance.
Okay, well, looking at some prices for those bets that you were making, now you mentioned Aslani, who is 24-5 to score any time. Marijan as well for the Germans. That is that bet is 3-1 for her to score any time. And you mentioned obviously that she's had an injury, and if for any reason she weren't to make the game, obviously if you take that as a pretty much bet and she doesn't play, then that bet's voided anyway. So that doesn't have to be a concern. But it sounds like you're edging towards Germany. Did you mention 1-0?
Yeah, I think 1-0 Germany.
Okay, 19-5 in 90 minutes is the correct score bet there. The price for that for Germany to beat Sweden 1-0. So that is the quarterfinal matches, or the remaining quarterfinal matches of this year's Women's World Cup, and plenty of football to enjoy, of course, both in this competition and elsewhere. You can go to the William Hill website, download the app for all the latest prices on all the week's action. And Bridget, thanks for being with us on this edition of The Punt.
Thank you.